Alto saxophonist Gary Bartz played straight-ahead jazz with drummers Max Roach and Art Blakey in the 1960s, got sidetracked playing funky music in the 70s, and in the 80s returned to his native Baltimore to regroup. Bartz is now back playing acoustic jazz and has two new albums out on big and small labels. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, "The one that's harder to find is the one to get." Here's some music from it.
Chances are the first thing you notice about Gary Bartz's main horn, the alto saxophone, is his pungent sound. It's edgy enough to cut through whatever surrounds it. Bartz is a playful improviser who can field complex chord progressions with a relaxed sense of swing. On one of his two new albums, The Red and Orange Poems, on the Atlantic label, his alto or soprano sax is flanked by Eddie Henderson's trumpet and John Clark's French horn. Red and Orange Poems is a nice enough record, but it's a little subdued. That's not a problem with Bartz's other new CD, Episode 1, Children of Harlem, from the small label Challenge Records. The band on that one is a punchy quartet with pianist Larry Willis, Buster Williams on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. All the tunes on Gary Bartz's new quartet record have some connection with New York's Harlem, where he lived off and on for 15 years. The pieces range from the gospel number Ezekiel Saw the Wheel to Tico Tico, which we just heard him solo on and which represents Spanish Harlem, to one tune probably no jazz musician has recorded before, the theme from Amos and Andy. Gary Bartz once said he studies stand-up comics, which may help explain his longtime penchant for bizarre material and which may inform his precise timing. He's also been influenced by the very serious John Coltrane. Sometimes, Bartz's playing sounds like Coltrane's tenor sax style translated to the smaller alto. That peculiar combination of the slapstick and the sober is one reason Bartz is worth listening to. He can clown around and take care of business at the same time.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Episode 1, Children of Harlem, and The Red and Orange Poems by alto saxophonist Gary Bartz.